from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Cali here. Now welcoming in Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. Paul, how's it going on this now sunny Saturday?
I'm well. It's a little cooler outside, less humid, so it'll be good day for yard work when we're done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate you coming on. Just a lot going on this week, even though it is a holiday week with the Sabres free agency starting up this past Monday. And you've been at development camp as well. Have you been at development camp? Sorry, should have asked that. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any base level thoughts just to give on that to get the conversation started here?
Well, Hellenius, their number one pick, was far and away their best player, as he probably should be when he's their number one pick. But, he's going against guys who were drafted last year and the year before. But that's a great sign for the Sabres that against players basically his own age, he was dominant and, showed every bit why they picked him in the first round. So, you still don't know if he can play. Now, he's been playing with men for 2 years in the Finnish league. You still don't know if he can handle the AHL or the NHL at this young age. I'm kind of thinking he might be able to, but you can't really make judgments when they're playing 18-year-olds against 18-year-olds. But he did what he should do in these particular cases, and he dominated. And there were some other guys that I thought were good. Brody Ziemer, the guy they took in the third round, has just a great shot. And was impressive all week with some of the goals he scored. He did get a goal in the 3-on-3 tournament. But, I think Minnesota, the University of Minnesota, has a good one there. He's going to spend his freshman year there. He's thinking maybe around 3 years. But, even when they drafted him and I was reading up on him, a lot of folks thought, that was a little low for him. He could have been maybe a higher draft pick. And I played with the U.S. national team, and maybe size was part of the reason. I can't say why, but I liked him a lot, and it was good. Medima was another one that he scored a bunch of goals, and so did a third round pick for the Sabres, a Russian that played very well too. In Sadarian, I think he had 4 goals in 3 games, Stefan Sadarian, and he's a college player. It's not very often you see a Russian college player, but he decided to go that route. He 2 years at New Hampshire. I think he maybe thought he could maybe go somewhere and get more ice time. Committed to Northern Michigan. Their coaches left, so he decommitted, and now he's looking for another college, which he told me he should have within the next week or two.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds pretty solid so far, the development camp. So just looking at the, free agency starting up, what is the best move I think you think the Sabres have made, like from July 1st on? And as we move further from July 1st, a lot of people want that top 6 guy to come in, right? They want the Sabres to go get someone. Is that less and less likely the deeper into free agency you go, or can that still happen later? Because I know Jeff Skinner was kind of later in August, right?
Well, Adams wants it too. The question is, will it fall into his lap? Will some of the teams that he's been negotiating with loosen up a little bit and, make a trade that maybe he thought he had earlier, and then the other team reneged on it and said, no, we don't want to do it, And so it's something that he would like to do. It seems like he's thinking maybe it's not going to get done. But he's still looking for it, but you're right. It's still what they need to be done. There's not one specific move. It's the general move. And people thought I was out of my mind when I said they basically have seven forwards and they need six more. And they were like, well, they're not going to go get six. And I didn't think they were either. They got five, you know, which is more than maybe I thought they would. And who knows if they're going to even do more than that. So, we'll see where that goes. I mean, they have basically totally remade their bottom six guys. And right now, as I look at a depth chart, I don't have Krebs in my lineup. He's my number 13 guy. I have Greenway with McLeod and Zucker, and Malenstein, Lafferty, and Abe Cabell. And, you know, can Krebs sneak in there maybe for Abe Cabell or somebody like that? Possibly. But I don't know. I don't think they went and got those three guys to watch them sit in the press box. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes down. Unfortunately, you were talking about that top six guy, and right now it's going to have to be either Benson, Greenway, or Zucker. And I kind of slotted Benson there for the time being because Benson's the type of player. He had a good rookie year, but he was only 18 years old, and I think he's going to be better. I think you'll see more production out of him. He certainly was just like Savoy. They had 98 and 95 points together when they were line mates in Winnipeg in junior, not last year, but the year before. And so he knows how he scored goals at every level. He did get into double-figure goals as an 18-year-old rookie when nobody in the world, including Kevin Adams, thought he was going to start in the NHL. But he had a great training camp and, you know, made them keep him because he played so well. So I don't know. That's just a guess that maybe Lindy Ruff would put Benson with Cousins and Quinn. Certainly it could be Zucker and it could be Greenway. I mean, Greenway, I don't know how he gets lost in the sauce. I see media that basically have him playing like 8 minutes a game. Greenway, maybe he's not a great scorer or anything like that, but he just gets the job done. When he's in on the forecheck, he wins the battle. He gets teams to turn the puck over constantly. And, he doesn't fight, which I guess drives fans crazy. I guess you have to fight to be able to play in the NHL and when you're a Buffalo fan. But, I'm fine with that. I just like the forecheck. He wins battles. He goes to the net, which Buffalo didn't have a lot of, and now they do. So I just think if people think he's just going to be down there with Malenstein and Abe Kubel and getting 6 minutes a game, I think you're going to be very surprised because if you don't think Greenway's valuable, I just don't think maybe you were watching hard enough last year.
Yeah, I mean, even a couple years ago, I remember I was sitting at a game later in the season. I forget who it was against, but he ended up just stiff-arming someone going to the net and scoring with one hand. So, I mean, he's got the physicality, and like you said, he goes to the net, so can't really be sleeping on Greenway there. But in one of these moves, right, you trade Savoy away, and a top prospect for the Buffalo Sabres, right? And you have a 50-50 split from what I've seen of people unhappy with that. Like, why are you trading the future away versus, okay, you finally went into the quote-unquote win-now mode, right? So where do you stand on that? And I think it was something that probably had to be done at some point. Where do you stand on all of that?
My question for those folks is, where are you going to put them? Are you going to put them in for Thompson? Going in for Cousins? Mm-hmm. Quinn? Tuck? Right. Paterka? That's where he has to play. He's not going to play with Lafferty and Malenstein. That's a waste. I mean, if he's going to be in your lineup, he has to be in your top six. And you've got Kulik. And you've got Noah Ostlund. And we already found out when Hellenius was drafted, he is going to play center. Vinny Prospel talked about, and he was working closely with Kulik last year in Rochester. He says, in his opinion, Kulik is a better centerman. But as he said, he's just an assistant coach in Rochester. That's not his decision. So you just have all these young centermen. Hellenius is going to play center. The rest of them are better at center. So where is he going to play? I mean, that's the thing. they've got so many guys. I figured out a couple of weeks ago, they got 25 guys, viable prospects, or guys that are already on the team, that are 20 as of November, will be 25 years or younger. And only three of them are 25 years old. Joki Haru, Lukanen, and Rusick. And only two more are 24. And the rest of them are 23 and under. You can only sign 50 contracts in the National Hockey League. You can only have 50 NHL contracts. You can't sign them all, nor can you play them all. McLeod is a guy you need right now. You needed a two-way centerman that can play behind Thompson and Cousins, which he certainly can do. In the Stanley Cup Finals, he scored three goals in the seven games of the Finals and had some big goals there for Edmonton. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to be a goal scorer. I mean, 15-ish is probably what you can expect. But and the numbers, that was the first thing I was reading. A lot of the numbers folks came out and said he's excellent when it comes to the numbers and analytics and that type of thing. And I'm sure Sam Ventura had a talk with Kevin Adams about that aspect of it, too, before they acquired him. So there are a lot of things to like about him. I understand there was one game where he came out of the lineup, but Edmonton was, you know, looked like they were going down the tubes at the time. So he came out for a game, and then next thing you know, he's got three goals. You know, and just was a great contributor. They never scored when he was penalty killing in the playoffs when he was out there. So it's the now. I mean, yeah, a lot of people are upset they traded away the future in Savoy. It's not like they don't have anybody in the future.
Right.
I mean, they've got so much in the future. And that was the idea when they went out and made all these picks. And, you know, even a couple of years ago, why are you taking all three first-round picks? Why don't you trade for somebody? And that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to stock up this talent. And, you know, many people felt that the Sabres had the number one prospects pool in the NHL. And, okay, now, if you're just saying, well, is McLeod equal to the number nine overall selection in two years ago? No. He was a second-round pick, but he's not somebody you would have taken ninth overall. But he's somebody that you need now. And that's what they're doing. They're going out and getting players they need now, knowing they still are stocked. They still have backup. Kulik may walk into camp and alleviate all the fears about a top six guy. He may come into training camp, had a great summer, and do what Benson did, have a great training camp, and next thing you know, he's playing out with Cousins and Quinn. That could happen. It absolutely could happen as a 20-year-old. He's only 20 years old. Anton Wahlberg was extremely impressive, a very big forward who was a second-round pick last year. I saw him in Rochester for 9 games. I was extremely impressed by him. So I get exactly what they did there. And who knows what Savoy is going to do? You don't know. I don't know. The fans who are criticizing it don't know. None of us know if Savoy is going to pan out or if he's not. He's a guy who's been often injured. That can end. I mean, he might have just had bad luck. I'm not a big injury-prone guy. But, you know, the Sabres maybe thought he was expendable with all the young centermen that they have in the prospect line, and they get a guy now that now can fit in as a centerman behind Thompson and Cousins.
Yeah, no, absolutely, you're right. Evan has a quick question for you, too, quick thought.
Yeah, Paul, just with some of the free agents that they have signed, we look at it, they're more so trying to fill out the bottom six. Do you feel like that they want to be, they're saying, talking about being tougher to play against. Does this now look like, hey, we're going to try to be, you know, more of a hard-hitting bottom six so that guys like Cousins aren't trying to have to basically show their toughness and fight and end up like, you know, like what Cousins happened in Philadelphia, end up, you know, breaking a bone in his face because he decided to try and get in a fight.
And Cousins, Thompson got into a couple and he landed some haymakers. And the first thing I thought, don't break your hand. You know, that's what I'm thinking, even though he was doing pretty well. Dahlin has to fend for himself. They had a team, quite honestly, where guys, basically, you're on your own. You know, and I've been using the example of Brandon Montour when he was in Buffalo.
Right.
He wasn't a guy who would chirp. He wasn't a guy that would get into scrums. He wasn't a guy that would help teammates because he had nobody to back him up. There was nobody there to back him up. It's like, well, you're on your own if you go do that. So it's like, well, why should I go do that if nobody here is going to back me up? He goes to Florida. Next thing you know, he's a bad guy. You know, he's in the scrums. He's yakking at people. He's pushing. He's shoving because he knows he has a whole team there that are all going to be there with him. And he doesn't have to go do it by himself. And that's the difference. And I had a conversation with Rob Ray about this 2 days ago or yesterday or whenever the 3-on-3 turned. I don't even know my days anymore. I guess that was 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, we were chatting and I said, Rob, tell me if I'm wrong. Doesn't the guys that they got, Abe Cabell, Lafferty, Malenstein, Gilbert, they already have Clifton. Doesn't that make Paterka, Thompson, Tuck, Cousins, Quinn, Dahlin, Power, Byram all better? Because now they know they can get into a little scrum. Other teams know, you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea to take advantage of Dahlin like we've done his whole career because we knew there weren't going to be any repercussions or very few. Dahlin would have to basically do it himself. So that opens things up for guys. They're going to get a little more room than maybe they had before to operate and do their thing. They're going to have confidence knowing we got a team now that we're all there for each other. And we know that if something happens, you know, we're, that and Rob said absolutely that matters. That, you know, your better players become even better knowing that the other guys are around there and the other guys will be there for you. And he said it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I just have a question, another couple questions for you, Paul, and then we'll let you get to that yard work you mentioned on this beautiful Saturday. So, you know, we've heard names like Ehlers thrown around as someone to, you know, as that fans would want to come to the Sabres. Is there anyone that's on your radar that you think would be a good fit for that top six position? I know we kind of touched on it a little bit, but anyone stand out to you?
No, it kind of has to go by age. I mean, free agency is done with it, and I've never been a fan of. I just don't think you build teams by free agency.
Right.
I think you do what the Sabres did. You fill in with free agency. Clifton turned into a good free agent buy. It didn't start off that way, and then he played in Boston, had a great game, and never stopped. You know, he had his moments at times. Everybody does. But for the most part, I thought he played very well. As long as you keep him on a third pair defense and don't put him in the wrong positions, I thought he really turned into a good number three pair defenseman for the Sabres, and I thought it was a good signing when it didn't look like it was going to be, but all he needed to do is go home to Boston, home meaning that's where he grew up, was with the Bruins, grew up as a player, and he had a really good game against his former team and never looked back. So that's where I think you use free agency, is to kind of fill in. And I mean, look at what happened to the Sabres with Jeff Skinner. They signed him. He was going to go to unrestricted free agency. Jason Botterill was told by Terry Pegula that he had to sign him. So he went nuts and signed him for $9 million. Gave him no movement.
Right.
And basically got laughed at all over the NHL that. And everybody kind of thought, do you really think that even if Jeff Skinner got to free agency, it's somebody who's going to give him $9 million? So you get yourself into those contracts that are just, there's no value anymore. And so that's what happens in unrestricted free agency. Even the Leafs with John Tavares, they got a couple of good years out of him. But now he's not awful by any means. Still a great, very good hockey player. But he's not what he was. He's not what he was when the Leafs signed him. I don't know if he's worth what they're paying him, but that's what you get into when you're, you know, Marchessault, 32.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's still scoring goals. How much longer? Is he going to still score goals for 5 years, five more years? I can't say. I can say many don't that are his age. That's the same thing with Skinner. I don't know if Skinner's done. He's 32, though, and he only had 24 goals last year. So does that mean he's starting to hit the age wall where, you know, he's not going to be a 30-goal scorer anymore? I can't tell you. I don't know. It's only been 1 year. So it might have just been a bad year. And maybe he will rebound and score 30 goals. I can't say, but I can tell you it's a good. There's a possibility that he may have hit the age wall, and that's what you get in unrestricted free agency. So, I still believe in good drafting and trades is how you the correct way to build a hockey team, and then fill in like they did in their bottom six with free agency. That's a good place to use free agency.
Absolutely. Now, just one last thought here. Can I just get your thoughts on the arbitration now for Lukanen and Malmsteen? They're entering it. You know, they're looking to negotiate a contract. Do you think this is one of those situations where they'll, you know, have a contract figured out before the arbitration date begins, or are they going to take it through, you think?
Yeah, it's rare they get to their hearing, and sometimes there's a contract an hour before the hearing. You know, they take it all the way up that far. So I don't think the Sabres really would like to go to arbitration with Lukanen, because you never know where that could go. So I think they very much would like to get a contract. If I'm going by memory, I believe the hearings go between July 20th and August 4th, if I'm not mistaken. It's somewhere in there.
Yes, I believe so. I just looked at it this morning.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, and but there's still plenty of time. And Adam said, you know, that both sides have been good as far as negotiation has gone. There really hasn't been. I mean, they're just kind of getting comfortable. All right, this is what they'd like. This is what we'd like. All we need to do now, we understand it. Now we just got to find some common ground. He didn't seem too worried about it. So my guess, and it's only a guess, is that that'll get done before the arbitration hearing actually comes up.
All right. Sounds good. Paul, thanks for the time on this Saturday.
Anytime. Nice talking to you.
You as well. Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. We got to take a quick timeout. Vito, see you on the line in Amherst. We'll get to you on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Rice at a spins in his own zone. On the tape to Perry. The touch over the line for Nurse. Back to Corey Perry. Right on. Lucas Clark scores. Ryan McLeod. And the Oilers are on the board.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley. Derek Kramer was off? Question mark. He's on the hotline now. Who's this? Is it Derek? It is.
Oh, don't act like you didn't set this up.
I know. I totally did. How are you today, Mr. Kramer?
Oh, you know, we're driving around. We've got a lot going on here. So today I had to become a guest on my own show.
Yeah. So, how does it feel?
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird, yeah. You know, using a car phone to talk instead of, you know, just a microphone. So, you know.
Evan gave you the spiel in there. Take your phone off speaker and turn your radio down and all that when you came on the air. But
do that. I have a car phone and I'm not getting a ticket for this.
Yes. So no, you're absolutely right.
I'm a responsible driver and an irresponsible radio host. I'm not a host today, so I have to be responsible.
Yes. I understand. Don't worry. I do wanna make note of something though before we move forward. A little on the somber side. Well, not a little. It is on the somber side. Vikings rookie Kyree Jackson has unfortunately passed away. So thoughts and condolences to his family, loved ones, and everybody involved in the tragic accident. It looks like it was a car accident of some kind. From what I'm seeing, a drunk driver hit him. So I just had to make a quick comment on that. I saw that 1 minute ago on the NFL's Instagram. So that is...
I did see the Vikings post on that. And it just goes to show, you, like, especially if it's an impaired driver, there's no room for that kind of nonsense in this world.
No. He's 25.
Before you,
like, that's insane.
Drink before you drink, those things are not just slogans to be slogans. They do mean something. So... Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who it is. It could be an NFL player. It could be, oh, look at the other side of it. Henry Ruggs was
the driver.
He killed someone. So, like, the shoe fits no matter what walk of life. You don't need to get in the car while you're intoxicated and drive. Just don't do it.
Don't even get near a car. Throw your keys in a bush. Do something. Like, just...
Yeah, like, I'm the guy that will make jokes and everything like that. But, like, in actuality, I do not like if someone does that. Especially with someone like, I don't drink, so I'm a person that could drive a friend home.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't do it. Please be careful out there. Please have respect for not just yourself, but everyone else.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, that's the classic line, right? I mean, you're not worried about you. I'm worried about others and stuff like that, you know? So just, you know, be mindful and
respect for yourself.
Yeah. Seriously, it's just 25 is far too young to pass on something like that. So that is horrible. And especially a rookie just attaining his dream, essentially. So, yeah, condolences and thoughts to his family and loved ones. That's terrible. But I had to make a note about that. So
and that goes to anyone that ever deals with that kind of accident. The same sentiment should always be said, because, like I said, it doesn't matter what walk of life you are. No one should be taken with such a thoughtless action like that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And now, I don't know, I mean, the best way to, I guess, move on from a somber topic like this.
Transition here, the worst way possible.
Yes, the worst way possible transition. Derek, have you been paying attention to these Buffalo Sabres in the past week since free agency started? And I mean, we were just talking to Paul Hamilton about it. Lukanen and Malenstein have, you know, they've gone into arbitration. They most likely will have a contract before the arbitration period, but, you know, you hope they would. But what are your just general thoughts, I guess? Get your take on where the Sabres are at now versus where they were at, you know, after the draft.
All right, do you want my serious answer or do you want the meme answer first?
You know what? Let's do a twofer. Throw the meme out there, and then we'll get the serious one.
All right, meme answer. Sabres go burr.
Yeah.
The Sabres are trying to put a track team together, and I'm here for it. I absolutely love the idea. This is super fun. And even if it's to get tougher, they got so much faster with the bottom six. And the cherry on top of it being Ryan McLeod, who he has a lot of upside to his game in both zones, a guy who should be able to show a little bit more prowess if given a little bit more offensive attention. So I think that's – looking back on it initially, I had that fear of like, oh, God, what if this is that Erat Forsberg trade all over again? But McLeod's only 24.
Yeah.
Still puts this player in the group that Paul had said where – Buffalo has, like, more than half of their players under the age of 25. Guess what? The box is still checked on that player, that acquisition. And McLeod could become a fixture for this team's bottom six if it becomes a successful move for the team. And if the team has that overall success, to keep him here.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that – I still don't think they're done. If there's a top six addition to be made, it's still going to be – made. Something that not a lot of people seem to want to remember is one of the biggest trades that this team made for a top six acquisition in recent years happened in August. The Jeff Skinner trade happened on a lazy day in August.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned that to Paul. I was like, how deep into free agency is it? Like, oh, this isn't going to happen, because like Jeff Skinner, that happened in late August. Like, that was just, you know, out of nowhere, really. So I feel like nothing's really out of the question yet. And Adams truly, you know, we can really say this. It's his job on the line. So he's going to make these moves to be in that win now position and go to the playoffs. And the top six is just the next one on the list. But you mentioned the speed rankings of the bottom six. I actually have the speed burst rankings here. So Ob Kubel, how do I pronounce that name? I still have yet to hear that one actually.
Kubel, yep.
Okay, Kubel. He's ranked 10th out of 413. Lafferty is 12th out of 413. Malenstein's 46 out of 413. And McLeod would top that list and be even higher. It'd be in the top 10, right, on the speed burst rank.
Yep.
The old players, Olofsson, Mittelstadt, Nakposo, and Skinner, were 330 plus out of 413. Skinner was 411 out of 413. So
Lindy Ruff is trying to build a roster predicated on speed on all fronts. Every line is going to have players that have that burst, have that quickness, and we've seen it with this team in those top six lines too.
Yeah,
Luigi Paterka, one of the fastest skaters already in the NHL as well. Dylan Cousins shows plenty of burst at opportune times and knows when he can start to turn it on. Last year, obviously, just being one of those down years. Alex Tuck still has a lot of legs to him. Tage Thompson, same kind of guy with the creativity with a 6'7" frame. So it's very clear that Lindy Ruff came in here with a vision and an idea, which is something that Don Granato lacked. 2 years ago, or two seasons ago, I should say, we had a team here that fans were watching this team lose games 7-6, 5-3. Like, they were running done, but they were also losing games like that. And then all of a sudden, a team that was 1 point out of the playoffs, suddenly there's a philosophy shift to defense. And it didn't fit the team well to the point where they started struggling to score. So there was an identity crisis, not just with the team, but with the head coach. Now, it is very clear that there is an identity. They have acquired the players to make it happen. And it's going to become a matter of, will this all gel? They're going to go fast. Now, the problem is it going to be live fast, die fast, or is it just going to be, we're going to beat you with speed in every facet of the game?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm pretty excited, honestly, for this Sabre season. If they add that top six guy, I think this goes from, you know, a C, your average offseason. They've done a lot to the bottom six. They need that big move. If they do that, it goes to a B plus, above average, in my opinion. I'm not going to go the A. I'm not going to be the homer. I'm going to stay at a solid B plus. I just think if you do add that top six, your team, with the speed it has, if you add a speedy top six guy too, you're in Lindy Ruff territory here. This rush that was already good with your core group of guys, your top six guys, might just get that much better depth-wise throughout the rest of the roster. The only question I really have is defensively, who are you pairing with Owen Power? Like, that's kind of where my head's at, you know? I don't know what you think about that, but...
So, oddly enough, and this is not going to sound very popular to many people, and I apologize for this, but... Actually, wait. No, never mind. I was about to say Henry Yokiharju, but Matias Samuelsson comes back. There you go. We're done here.
Think he's coming back?
Matias Samuelsson's coming back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
Many people forget that is a guy who should be a top four staple on this team. You pair Samuelsson with Power. You have Byram with Dahlin, where Byram's numbers looked the best when he was paired with Dahlin, so I would absolutely make that the fixture. And then Yokiharju and Clifton as your bottom pair, you could do a lot worse in the NHL than that being your third line pairing for your defensive core. And then Jacob Bryson brought back in to be the seven, to be able to rotate in every now and then or fill in for injury. There's still a lot of good options here with the Sabres on the back end. Goaltending-wise, obviously, they need to see if Luukkonen was just a flash in the pan or not. And Devin Levi is another player that will, you know, there's a lot of hope still with him, especially with the season that he had in Rochester. So anything can go when it comes to the net. That said, I mean, Yeah, James Reimer's a thing, I guess.
Do you, whatchamacallit, Joe Marino of the Charging Buffalo threw out his forward combinations. You want to hear him?
Yeah.
So on left, I'll do first line by line. J.J. Paterka, Tage Thompson, and Nikus on the top. Zucker, Cousins, and Tuck, second line. Benson, McLeod, and Quinn, third line. Malenstein, Krebs, Lafferty, fourth line. And then your extras are Greenway and Kubel.
So the thing is that we still have to also operate with, we don't know if the Sabres are even going to add another player within the top six.
Yeah, they might not.
They might not. And part of what Paul said in the last segment, you know, like if Yuri Kulik comes in, plays like the Yuri Kulik that we can expect him to be.
Yeah, he might have a Benson moment and just be on the team.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, hey, there you go. You've checked off the problem. That does have a lot of optimism lying into it. And that's something we can say. You know, pundits, fans, analysts, we can say that. A general manager should not be going into the season with that game plan. However, This is the thing with the Sabres right now. You know, 2 days ago at Harbor Center, someone's screaming out, make a trade, Kevin, and he does.
yeah, I saw that. I thought it was our own Dan Dale for a minute. I had to double-check on that. It was not.
Yeah, it's an all-time fan misery moment right there. Of, you know, like, this fan base is frustrated. And then, here's the ironic part, ready? He makes a trade for a viable commodity for a third line center that is objectively going to be on this roster right here, right now, for a guy who still would be a maybe, and everyone's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, look, I get it. We've been 13 years without a playoff team. We've had tons of misery. We've got a general manager who doesn't look like he's capable of adding that top six talent. But that said, there are oodles, noodles, and toaster strudels of prospects on this team, and now we're suddenly upset that they got rid of one? No, you can't have it both ways in that sense. You can't hoard all the prospects and then get mad when they finally deal one, because they actually finally dealt one. Because you become the same thing that you were, you become the very opposite of what you were mad about in the first place, which was, he's holding on to everything. And then you get to be mad because you wanted him to hold on to that player? No,
yeah,
you don't get to have it both ways. That's something that, and there's your honorary booty cheek of the week, everyone that's absurdly upset about the trade.
Yeah, well, that's just, you're absolutely right. I looked at it at first, and I was like, oh, they traded Savoy. Like, what is this? I can't be upset at it, because at the same time, everyone's calling at Kevin Adams, right? Like, you're done if you don't make the playoffs this year. And while
that said, that might still happen. Like, they still do need to make the playoffs. They do still need to get out to a positive start.
Right. And he's
because his job very well could be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
That said, it is July 6th. Let's look at the roster in September. Let's look at the roster on opening night. And then we can reevaluate this question, this observation, this, it's more or less thought process on Kevin Adams and what can be done to continue to improve the team.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And also, we've yet to see Lindy Ruff's system with the Sabres team. So that's also a key factor in it as well, you know?
Yeah. It's just, look, it's been a rough go. But if you start out going 0-60, you're going to flame out eventually. Not even eventually, very quickly. We haven't even dropped the puck yet on training camp. So if you're already going to continue to be, you know, flames all the way up, you're not going to make it. And just for your sanity, step back, take a moment, sigh aggressively, and then recollect our thoughts and get back at it. Like, it's not the end of the world that they traded a prospect for a third line center who, quite honestly, there's a lot going in his favor.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm sitting here. I remember before last season started, I could not wait. I could not wait because of the way the season ended. And they were 1 point out from the playoffs, and things were looking up. And then this season, everyone regressed, and it was just the consistently inconsistent Buffalo Sabres. I'm hoping that whatever addition they may make can put you past that and get you to at least a consistent team that can make a playoff run. And I don't know. It's just the most interesting thing to me is, you know, Ehlers is a name you hear brought up a lot of that top guy who could come in. What do you give up for that, though?
We need to give up the pipe dream of Nikolaj Ehlers. We've been doing this for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
now.
Right. What can you justify getting rid of? Like more prospects for him. You know, I feel like Savoy was a big one.
Think about this. Savoy was an important name, but they still have Kulik, Rosanne, Osland, Wahlberg, who made himself a very popular commodity now within the organization. There's still two. Hellenius is a player that might be NHL ready now too. So
yeah, he's played with the big boys before.
To the forward core.
Yeah, right. And you know, I think Kulik might be interesting. I truly do. I hope to see a Benson moment out of him. But you're absolutely right. Kevin Adams can't bank on that going into the season because that would just be detrimental to his.
That's woefully optimistic.
Yes. Yeah. Like he was last season when nothing happened. So you can't do that again.
Yeah. We can be that. He should not be making that game plan. And I do think that's kind of what the game plan was heading into last season or this past season was, hey, these guys are up, trending up. We can do this. We can expect the next step. Ready, 3-2-1, and then it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of irresponsible. And I do think that he knows. Gavin Adams knows that this is it for the opportunity to be an NHL general manager because, it, fair or not, the outside perception and even fan reaction perception when he was initially hired was, oh, you just hired a lackey yes man from Harbor Center. There's only one way to shake that notion once and for all, and that's to get this team to the playoffs. And, yeah, like he probably could get into a scouting role easily with another team, but because his drafting is very good so far.
Yeah, that's the one highlight of him, like crazy highlight. You can look at his drafting. I wasn't questioning his ability to do that at all.
They added Benson. They've added Quinn and Paterka immediately. Wahlberg looking like another second-round pick that might hit. And Hellenius is a guy that people are saying could be NHL-ready within this year or next. So there's a drafter there within Kevin Adams that he is capable of doing this. At least one aspect of it. However, can he be able to do the transition, make the next step, and figure out how to go from there? And that's what we're trying to witness. The only problem is we're also witnessing it with the very bizarre scenario of the longest playoff drought in NHL history, and thanks to the New York Jets, only the second longest active playoff drought in the four major sports.
Yeah, sorry. I'm also looking at a highlight of Edmonton highlights of McLeod, and it's just, I mean, I think he's going to be fun. I think that's going to be a huge addition. And honestly, I'm fine with Savoy walking because of it. And Kevin Adams knew it was time to make a big move, and he did it. And I'm with you on that booty cheek of the week, the secondary one of the people being upset about it. I don't really understand it. I didn't have any rage towards it at all. But yeah, the Sabres are interesting. This offseason, again, it's like kind of like the Bills, I guess, now, where it's like, okay, like we haven't seen a lot of these guys together on this team. Like, yeah, the top line we have for sure, but these bottom line guys, they're new, they're fast, they're exciting, just like the wide receiver core. It's going to be an interesting preseason where you start to see all this stuff kind of come together, and then you can form an opinion on it for both teams.
And ready? Here's the host in me. I can envision it right now. Evan's probably got like the brake signal going on, or he's waving his arms in the window right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's keep it on track. I'll let you get back to it.
He told me.
I let him know. I said we're going to take this
one
a little
long. He was
going
to blow up the clock. Yeah. So I'm not too worried about it. He knows that we'll get back on track. Yeah, otherwise, I would be saying, "What are you doing?"
Hey, but again, like I said, I'm driving. I'm being responsible.
Yes.
So let's stay responsible. Here I am about to kick into a break here as a guest. No, Joe, you do it.
All right. That's a safe car PSA from Derek Kramer, the Derek Kramer. Thank you for coming on for a segment. I know you were working around today, so it's, you know, much appreciated. But we're going to take a quick time out here, as you heard. We'll be back with more Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley. You are listening to WGR. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday on this sunny Saturday after a gloomy morning. I'm Joe Kelly, still here. You heard from Paul Hamilton this hour. Derek Kramer, too, popped in. Almost sent it to break last segment. Miss having him in the studio here. It's a, truly a dog days of summer episode of the show today. Appreciate all of you listening, responding to the tweets. We might get into more of those in the next hour. They've been kind of coming in, so we'll keep an eye on that. We're going to hear some player sound from the Sabres. You know, we're talking so much about them, might as well. You hear from the new guys on the squad, their introductory Zooms, and, you know, what they have to say, what they feel about the team and the city. So we're going to get into that in the next hour. In and out here, though. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Kelly. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday on this sunny Saturday after a gloomy morning. I'm Joe Kelly, still here. You heard from Paul Hamilton this hour. Derek Kramer, too, popped in. Almost sent it to break last segment. Miss having him in the studio here. It's a, truly a dog days of summer episode of the show today. Appreciate all of you listening, responding to the tweets. We might get into more of those in the next hour. They've been kind of coming in, so we'll keep an eye on that. We're going to hear some player sound from the Sabres. You know, we're talking so much about them, might as well. You hear from the new guys on the squad, their introductory Zooms, and, you know, what they have to say, what they feel about the team and the city. So we're going to get into that in the next hour. In and out here, though. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Kelly. This is WGR.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.